Welcome to Cider Chat. In this episode of 230, I'll be sharing with you updates on Totally Cider Tours. And I have an audio teaser for an upcoming episode of Cider Chat featuring a new cider making book. The name of this here episode I titled Updates in Ciderville and Coming Attractions. And it's going to be a mini episode. And then after this, I'm going to be taking 2 weeks off from Cider Chat, which means the next episode, which will be 231, will go live on July 22nd, which is 2 weeks away. So hang in there between now and then. I know many listeners are avid listeners. You wait for the podcast to come out each week, either directly at ciderchat.com or on your podcast app, and there's listeners on YouTube. I know, like me, we'll be kind of like hankering for each other, a little bit of contact, but there's over 230 episodes now, so maybe there's something you want to check out there, or if it's not a podcast episode, could you listen to all of them? Well, I will still be on social media. I pretty much guarantee that. I'll be posting some things here and there. So that's another way to stay connected in the interim. And this is a little break for me to just kind of clear my head. I'm actually going to be really cleaning out my office. I'm a little frightened to even post photos of that. But just in short, a number of years ago, I did a lot of work setting up my office because podcasting equipment takes up a lot of room, and I kind of feel like I live in a boat where you have to always put everything away, but my office desk is always really messy. I don't know. I wrote a book called Leading Chaos, and yet I have a lot of chaos around me, and it's time to put that to order. So the big barn wood that I had put up in the office probably about 6 years ago has finally shrunk down, and there's these big giant gaps in between these tall planks that are up on the wall. So I'm going to be tearing the desk off of it's actually a door. I know some of you do-it-yourselfers are going to appreciate this, but I have found in the past that if I had a giant desk, I would just cover it more. So one day as I was driving from point A to point B, I saw this skinny, kind of like a closet door sitting on the side of the road, and I grabbed it because I thought, oh, that's the perfect size. It's narrow. I could fit my laptop on. It's just enough space, and that'll just give me more room in the actual small room itself, right? We're all just kind of like, you know, squishing into little places where we can. So I have to tear that off, take the boards that are up and push them closer together and deal with a little code violation where I covered up a socket while I was putting up the boards and now expose that socket. If this is all sounding like a foreign language to you, then I know you don't do much carpentry like I seem to do. And maybe somebody else does it for you. But I do a lot of this myself, and it's a bit of a project. I need the time to get into it and not have any excuses. So that's one of my big projects I'm going to be doing in the interim of taking this time off. And also just kind of just clearing my head, because producing a weekly episode, as you could imagine, takes a lot of time. It's probably in total, it's over a day's worth of work, no doubt. And I kind of don't even count the hours anymore, because I would have a hard time convincing myself to continue at the rate I'm going. But I love you all so much, so I'm not going anywhere, and I'll be sticking it out. So maybe look for some photos on social media of me sitting in my office. Maybe that'll be kind of fun to share. I'll do a little time-lapse photo of it. In the meanwhile, I do have this here mini episode for you, which is getting longer as I'm kind of barking along here. So let me get straight to some of the infos and updates about the Totally Cider Tours. We'll take a little pause here, and I'll be right back.
Walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
If you listen to this podcast every week, as soon as it comes out, Well, you have to be a subscriber to this podcast. So that's just the way it's done. So thank you for that. I also imagine that you probably have been noticing that I haven't made mention of the England Cider Tour, scheduled for September 1st through the 6th. And there's one reason for that, and that's because it is canceled. I was waiting till July to make the formal announcement, but the tour is now canceled due to the coronavirus. So we're looking towards 2021. And in the meanwhile, cheering everyone on to stay safe and to take care of each other and be kind. And with that, I want to first have a tip of the glass to all the makers in the UK who are willing to invite a group of cider tourists in and to open their arms and their bottles to all of us. So with that, I'd like to thank the following Somerset cideries, and that would be Pilton and Hex. That was going to be our first stop on the tour after we were spending the night in Bristol. Then we'd be making our way up to Herefordshire and making a stop at Weston Cider. I actually was really looking forward to that because that area is really beautiful, and there's some old peri-pear trees that Susanna and James Forbes had shown me when I was last there. So we're going to be going to Weston, then we're going to be stopping at Once Upon a Day. That's with Simon Day. There's an amazing maker there. Then making our way onto the city of Herefordshire, the town of Herefordshire, and staying a couple nights there while we visit some other cider makers. And one of the key things we're going to be doing was stopping at the Cider Club that was being held the day before the Ross Cider Fest begins. And the Cider Club was, perhaps still is, welcoming Marco from Oak City Cider in Italy. And Marco is just a fantastic person, makes wonderful ciders. I had one of his quince ciders. It just knocked my socks off. And just a good guy. So I'm deeply sad to be missing him and to missing all the people that I was just starting to cultivate some incredible relationships with. And I know that's not over, but it just makes me sad. So the following day, we weren't going to be going back to the fest just then. We're going to take that time to go and see the one and only Tom Oliver at Oliver's Cider and Perry Company and spend the morning with him. And also going to see the folks at Little Pomona at their new, brand new cider house. Whew. That day was going to start, actually, with a visit at the Cider Museum in Herefordshire, which is put on by a lovely woman by the name of Elizabeth Pimblett, and she is someone you should follow on Twitter. So that was our Friday. Then on Saturday, we were going to head back to the Ross, the Broomyard Farm and Cidery set up, and that's a Ross Cider Fest. And wow, spend the whole day there, a whole day at a cider fest, seeing old friends making new friends and just taking in the good cheer and good music, a festival that takes place right in the orchard. So I have a heavy heart saying this. It's really sad for me. I'm missing everybody deeply. I'm hankering for some good, solid UK cider right now, and just seeing these beautiful people who really lift up my heart. So that's a scoop there. But we look forward to the future. And at this point, any tours for 2020 are now on the postponement stage, the stage of postponement, because we don't want to say cancel. So that means that the New England Cider Tour that would normally take place during the week rolling up to Franklin County Cider Days will not be taking place either. At this point, it's just I can't fathom doing that, putting a group of people on a bus. But looking forward to 2021, I am holding out for Cider Expo. I had been there at the first ever Cider Expo in Normandy, France, and it was outstanding. I mean, absolutely outstanding. You have Perry cider and a full range of Calvados. Man, what an experience. So that may take place. Who knows? But it's one step at a time right now, and you know I will keep you updated. So that's the big news there. Postpone until we get to meet again. And meanwhile, keep on drinking cider because I consider it something that really helps my constitution in the best way possible. Keeps me happy, keeps me connected to the orchards and the farms, and most importantly, to you. Before we get to our coming attractions piece, I have an audio snapshot from Denmark, and it's from our friend Soon. You have heard me mention this guy a couple times. He's a recent patron to Cider Chat. He specializes in vinegar, and Soon, you're going to love the upcoming coming attraction because of your passion for vinegar. But I'm going to hold on to that thought just for a moment. Hang in there. Anyways, he has passion for vinegar, but also works with a group of people in Denmark, and they make cider as a group. So we're going to go to that audio snapshot next. This is from Soon in Denmark.
Hi, I'm Soon from Wedding Æblesby in Denmark. I would like to tell you about the great news from our place in Ciderville. We're ready to meet again and try our different ciders. We have quite a few hundred liters to try, all different styles, but we'll see what worked out well and what needs improvement for next year. We are preparing for our festival on the 10th of October, which is looking like it's going to proceed despite of the coronavirus, we hope, and we're hopeful. I am a patron of Cider Chat because I love cider and because I love what we are doing to tell the world about cider and all the wonderful things that cider can do. And every week I'm looking forward to hear news from Ciderville and news about the technical things and the exciting stuff of how to make cider. So keep up the good work, Weir, and I'm happy to support you. And I hope more people will do that.
Well, I'm going to try this in Danish, just for you Soon. I think I would say tak skal du have for thank you. Thank you for taking the time. Now we have a festival to look forward to on October 10th, which also happens to be my birthday, so that's a great day to choose to be alive, in a country that is renowned for the quality of life. So fingers crossed for that. I'll certainly be watching that out and keeping the folks here on Cider Chat informed. And how about all those liters of cider just waiting to be drunk? That isn't a reason to get to Denmark now. I don't know why you wouldn't think otherwise. But we're going to hold off on traveling right now. But we could be dreaming, and we know it will only get better. So thanks again. Thanks for being a patron of Cider Chat. And like Soon, you could become one too by just going to the Cider Chat page at Patreon. That's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. There's always links in the show notes and at ciderchat.com. If you would like to share your news about your special spot in Ciderville via an audio snapshot like Soon just did, well, here's the parameters. It has to be 2 minutes or less. And you can record it on the app on your smartphone, your voice recorder on your iPhone. On an Android, it would be called a sound recorder. Do the recording. You could check it and then send it my way to Rhea@ciderchat.com. I'm waiting to hear from you and to share your good news. Up next, we have a sneak peek into episode 231, which will be a full recording with the authors of the new book called The Big Book of Cider Making. And let me tell you, this is a big book. It's a thrill to have these folks on the podcast. This book is going to be released on September 1st, 2020. You could start now to do a pre-order of this book. And this is stunning as a book to showcase on your coffee table. These writers are already authors of a number of books on fermentation. They will be telling you all about their work coming up, but in the meantime, you could go to their website, ferment.works, and see their range of wisdom that they've now put into this amazing book that's going to be available on the 1st of September. If you pre-order it, they are offering a sneak peek into the book to kind of wet your whistle. And, you know, a cider drinkers, we're all about wetting our whistle, aren't we? So check it out. And now we're going to drop into this reading by Christopher Schocke out of the Big Book of Cider Making on a bit why you should check out this book.
Our cider philosophy is a lot like our farm philosophy, or our philosophy on life, for that matter. Learn the basics, then riff off them until you discover something amazing that you truly love. Repeat and always have fun while you're doing it. If you're someone who loves any or all of these drinks, or who thinks that something this good is worth making yourself, or both, this is the book for you. Maybe you're interested in going all in and creating a fall family tradition of cider pressing and cider making. Or maybe you're thinking of infusing wildflowers into some bland, hard commercial cider as a way to hack the complexity flavored cider that takes from your local flavor shed. Sounds pretty cool. Either way, we want to help you on your journey, whether you need to know the science well enough to understand what's going on and why, or whether you don't care and just want a few recipes to get the idea and go. In short, we want to offer you a foundation to begin and expand your journey with the fermented apple. If beer is country music and wine is classical, then cider is a playlist of your favorite tunes at the moment. It's an adventure, and it starts with finding the flavor worthy of your quest.
That piece there really spoke to me, because what I have found in your book is it's so welcoming. The writing is absolutely welcoming and easy to follow for like the novice to someone who's been making cider for a long time. And then it's also a compilation of photos that alone can keep you entertained for hours. So you've hit it on all cylinders. And in terms of this book, when you're going forward, let's talk a little bit about how you set up the chapters of the book to bring the novice in, and also the folks who want to be pushed a little bit more. How did you actually set that up? Well, I can't show you everything, right? That's why it's called a coming attraction, a teaser. I'm so sorry, but I couldn't help myself. Anyways, I'm so thrilled about this book because, as I did mention, that the photos are like, they just drop you into the beauty of cider, and one of the reasons why we all love it. So the photography alone is outstanding, coupled with the fact that you have Christopher, who is kind of like the science geek, along with his wife Kristen, who is the fermentation geek, and the two meld together in a perfect chemistry for bringing us a noteworthy book that is bound to just be a bestseller. So get in your orders now. It's called The Big Book of Cider Making, and I will be releasing our full conversation with the Schockes coming up on the episode number 231. Hooey, 231. In the meanwhile, if you want to be following along on social media, you could follow along on the Cider Chat Facebook page. And there's also on social media at Instagram, it is at Cider Chat Ciderville, and on Twitter at Cider Chat. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
Cider, we like ponds, we love orchards, and having fun. There is a reason,
there is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is. There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet. We like cider, we like ponds, we like orchards,
having some fun.
There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this. Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Oh yes, we do.
We like palms.
Oh yes, we do.
We love orchards,
having some fun.
There is a reason. There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
Ba-da-da-dum. We like walking down the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Ba-da-da-dum.
We like palms.
Oh yes, we do.
We like orchards, having some fun.
Yeehaw!